Thank you, Chair. Article 36 thanks the Chair for the rolling text, which brings together points that many states have agreed for some time now. This text provides a good summary of the key obligations needed in order to preserve meaningful human control. Many key rules for regulating autonomous weapon systems in armed conflict could be developed from the common understandings presented in this document. These legal rules need not be lengthy, nor far from the content here. We appreciate that the text is succinct. There are nevertheless fundamental elements that are missing from it, which states must consider in negotiating a legally binding instrument. For example, the need for users to have a functional understanding of systems and their context of operation is essential for ensuring human control. Such a requirement would inform and shape design and training. Autonomous weapon systems targeting people are a central concern. They raise the most fundamental ethical issues as well as severe legal challenges. Anti-personnel autonomous weapon systems should be prohibited. This issue is completely missing from the text circulated here. Likewise, there is no engagement with human rights law considerations in this text. Ensuring that rules agreed are sufficient from a human rights perspective, including in circumstances outside of armed conflict, is crucial. But there is now broad support for action amongst the international community, with growing momentum from recent regional and international conferences, wide engagement with the UN Secretary General's report, and a majority of states supporting new law. And we are subject to greater urgency than ever to act, with advancing weapons development, the use of autonomous weapon systems being reported in armed conflicts, such as in Ukraine, and reports of wider AI systems, such as targeting tools in Gaza, showing how the erosion of meaningful human control and reducing people to data points already contributes to civilian harm. Negotiations on a treaty on autonomous weapon systems must be the next step for states, and there is no reason to delay any further. All states that have recognized the value of legal regulation must start to negotiate now in a forum that consider all aspects of the issue, where all states can participate, and where progress can't be blocked. Unfortunately, given our long engagement with this forum and its working procedures, we expect that many of the useful parts of this rolling text will not survive the week, and that agreement on an instrument will not be reached in the CCW. For these reasons, we urge states to use all available forums to negotiate a legally binding instrument, noting the opportunity provided by considerable interest in this issue at the UN General Assembly and that forum's inclusivity, including of all states. Thank you, Chair.